It's almost time to talk turkeys. We're bringing out the calls next on Western Life Radio.
Snowmobiling, be prepared. Keep your machine in top condition. Always carry a toolkit, first aid kit, emergency supplies, and spare parts. Always let someone know where you're going and when you'll be back. Use the buddy system and never snowmobile alone. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
For the most cost-effective school safety solutions, look to FasterUtah.org.
There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside. At Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside. Prepare today to hunt turkeys this spring. Brant Taylor with Taylor Gunsmithing brings out the calls.
That's one of the great successes that Wildlife Resources has had in bringing us more hunting opportunities. But in most places, you can just go buy an over-the-counter turkey tag and go hunt a turkey. You don't have to go from very far from where you live. Most everywhere in the state has some turkeys to hunt. So that's really exciting to me. It's a challenging hunt to get those turkeys to come into your call. A lot of times it isn't too hard to see them, but to get them to come into your call, that's akin to calling in a big blue elk in my book. Right now is the time to go meet those landowners and establish some rapport with them, maybe go gather trash up off their property, make a good impression, be a good ambassador for the hunting community, and that'll go a long ways in getting that written permission to go hunt on that land. Talk about your ethics and how you feel about hunters that don't follow the right ethics. Make those connections now, and then that'll make your hunt a lot easier when the time comes. I like to go try to talk a gobbler into coming into range. I've had them so close that I could hear them sounding their feathers that they wouldn't come into my shooting lanes. It was exciting, but yeah, frustrating at the same time. It's really something. And even with a decoy, we need to bring up the next generation so that we can preserve our hunting heritage.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.